Beruchim Haboim. Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. 10 lines from the bottom, from the two dots. The Gemara previously brought Rabbi Yossi ben Yo'ezer Ish Tzreida and Rabbi Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yushalayim. The Zug that we find in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Av Bezdin and Nasi, that they were Goyzer certain Tumos. And the Brisa said they were Goyzer Tumos Ha'amim. And that which we saw until now. And now the Gemara discusses how they were goyzer tuma on clay zechuchis. Says the Gemara, clay zechuchis, my time of gozer b'hu rabon and tuma. Why is it that the Chachamim, the two Yosis, were goyzer tuma on clay zechuchis, on glassware? Om Rab Yoichanan, Om Rish Lakish, hoyel utchilas, briyasan min hachoyel. Since their original formulation is with sand. Shavinu Rabbanan k'kli cheres. The Rabbanan made them like kli cheres. And since kli cheres is susceptible to tuma midi araisa, therefore they made a gezeira on kli cheres, on kli zechuchis, on glassware, that it is also susceptible to tuma midi Rabbanan. Ask the Gemara Elameyato, lo tehe lohen tahar b'mikvo. Then you should not be able to then matbil and metaher the clay zechuchis in a mikvah, because a kli cheres cannot become tar in a mikvah. The only way you can retire a kli cheres from its tumah is by breaking it. Allah matan, but why is it teaching the Mishnah? Ve'elu choytetzin bekelim, hazefes ve'hamor beklei zechuchis. And these are the following chatzitzas in a kli zechuchis. Zefes and mor, these are things that have a credible amount of dveik, their dovuk, they're sticking to the kli, whereby the owner of the kli zechuchis of the glassware is makpid on them, whereby they cause a chatzitza. So you see from this mishnah that indeed a glassware is able to then become tahor in a mikvah. Only here there's a problem of a chatzitza. Hacha mayaskinan kigon shenikvu. No, we're talking about a scenario where the glassware had a hole in it and the owner poured lead to fill up the hole. And that's why it can now be put into the mikvah and become tahor. Rabbi Meir, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the Omer HaKol Holech Acha HaMaimid, because Rabbi Meir, he is of the opinion that everything goes after the maimid. And since over here, the maimid of this kli that makes it a viable vessel is the aver, the lead that was poured into it. Therefore, it has the status, in this case, of a metal kli, whereby you can then matbil it and metire in a mikvah. The Tanya, like we see in the Braisa, that indeed Rabbi Meir holds this way, kli zechuchi shenikvu vehitif lesoichan aver. If you have a glass vessel that has a hole, and then it's poured in it lead, in order to then make it a good vessel again, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Meir metame v'chacham metarin. Rabbi Meir says that kli is now susceptible to tuma again because it is considered to be a viable vessel. So you see that Rabbi Meir holds that indeed that it goes after its maimid. So to over here, therefore, that if it then is going into a mikvah, one can metaher such a kli. But a regular kli that is a kli zechuchis, a glassware, cannot be put into a mikvah and become tar because it's like a kli cheres. It's similar to an earthen vessel. Elameyata asked the Gemara, if that's so, that indeed, that it's similar to an earthen vessel like a kli cheres, then lo litmoy megabon, then a glassware should not become tame from its walls. Because a kli cheres, ceramic, an earthenware, that doesn't become susceptible to tuma from its walls. The way it becomes tame is if something that is metame, is self tame, goes in within the airspace of the walls of this kli cheres, but not when it touches the kli cheres. Alomatna, what does it say in the Mishnah? Kli cheres with kli neser tumas and shove. Their ability to become susceptible to tuma is equal. Mitamin umitamin mi avarehim. They are becoming tame when, again, something that is tame is within the airspace, within the walls of the kli. And therefore, even if it is hanging, elevated, it's inside of the walls, hanging into the air, it'll metame the kli cheres and the kli neser. And the kli cheres and the kli neser that is tame, if it has something inside of the walls, even if it's suspended, it's not actually touching the kli itself, will become tame if the kli cheres is tame. Umita'amin me'acharein. And it becomes tame if it has me'acharein from behind it. Let's say there's also a halal, there's a place where there's an airspace, and there's something that is tame within that airspace that will also then metame the kli cheres and the kli neser. Ve'ein metamin ve'gabein. But doesn't become tame when something that is tame touches its walls. Vishvirosan mitaharosan, and only breaking them will mitahir them. That's what the Mishnah teaches. Says the Gemara to explain its question. Klei neser v'klei cheres hu de tumasan shove. Their tame, their susceptibility to tuma is equal. Avamide acharin aloi, but everything else not. And therefore, the glassware does not have the same din as a kli cheres, because the glassware does become susceptible to tuma by touching, by something that's tame touching its walls. Amrei, says the Gemara, kevan de kinish dabru yesh lohem takana, since glassware, when you break them, so then it can be reconstituted. It has a takana. Ashavino kikli matochos. Therefore, the Chacham gave it the same status as metalware in regards to its susceptibility to tuma, and therefore it becomes tameh by touching its walls. Says the Gemara, elameyata, if you're going to say it's similar to a kli that is like a mateches, like a metal kli, because it has its susceptibility like a kli mateches, then yachzu letumason yeshona kikli matochos. Then it should also then, once it's reconstituted, after it was broken and now made into a kli again, it should have the same status as tuma what it had before, what we call tuma yeshona. Just like any kli mateches, when it becomes broken and it's reconstituted, so the Chacham gave it a din of tuma as it had originally before it was broken. Disnan kli matochos pshutein mekableim tmein. A kli matochos, kelim that are metalware, whether they're flat and they don't have a kli kibul, or they have a kli kibul, that is, even whether it's flat, let's say it's like a knife, or it's like a bowl that has a kli kibul, they have susceptibility to tuma. Nishtabru or nishbaru tiharu. If they break them, then they become tohor. Chazer va'asa mehen kelim. But if you go ahead and reconstitute that metal kli into a kli again, chazu l'tumason yishana, they retain the original status as a tuma yishana. V'ilu gabe klei zechuchis tnan. But in regards to glassware, the Mishnah teaches otherwise. Kli eitz v'kli or v'kli etzem v'kli zechuchis pishuteim tahorin u'mekableim tmein. That when they are flat, where then they are tahor, they don't mikabel tuma, and only when they have a kli kibul are they mikabel tuma. Nishbaru taharu. If you break them, they become tahor. Chazer va'asem mehem keli mikablen tuma mikanu lahabo. And when you reconstitute the glassware, then it only becomes susceptible to tuma mikanu lahabo, but doesn't get a status of tame from before. Says the Gemara, the Diuk, Mikanu la'abo, the Mishnah said, in lemafreya lo, but back, in regards to retroactively, it doesn't get a tuma yeshana like a kli mateches. Answers the Gemara, tumason, tumas kli zechuchis dirabonon, v'tuma yeshana dirabonon. The kli zechuchis itself was only given a gzeira dirabonon, mikabel tuma, and the tuma yishana is the rabbanon. Explains the Gemara. Betuma de araisa achisu bo rabbanon tuma. Betuma de rabbanon achisu bo rabbanon tuma. That which is susceptible to tuma de araisa, like a kli zechuchis, therefore when you reconstitute it, therefore it has a din, the rabbanon, of a Tuma Yishana. But a Kli Zechuchis, which itself is only Tame Midira Banan, therefore doesn't get the status of a Tuma Yishana Midira Banan if it was reconstituted. Ask the Gemara, Pshuteya Mia Litma, but the flatware, glass flatware, should become Tame, should be susceptible to Tuma. And yet we saw in the Mishnah before that it's not, only if it has a Kli Kibul. Asking more, why not? The ha pshute kli matochos deraisininu. When it comes to matochos, when it comes to metalware and their flat metalware, they are susceptible to tuma midiraisa. So why don't we say therefore that the glassware should then become susceptible to tuma midirabonon, even if it's flatware? Answers the Gemara, avdu behu rabon hekera. The Rabbanon, when they made the takana, they want to make a heker, a clear distinction between the glassware and other things. Since glassware is only tamid midrabbanon, therefore, if indeed it touches truma and is poisel truma, we want to make a distinction and not sarif the truma, and just leave the truma as is. Of course, you can't eat the truma, but we'll have the din of tolui, that'll be toiled the truma, that the truma will have to be just left in order to rot and become inedible. So in order to make that distinction, that heker, they did not make a gzeira of tuma on flatware of kli zechuchis. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi gives another answer. La'oilam lekli cheres damu. Really, we're talking about it as a kli cheres. It's similar to a kli cheres, and therefore this glassware, because it's made originally from sand and it has the same properties of a kli cheres, therefore we don't say that it's susceptible to tuma when it's flatware, and we also don't say that it has tuma yeshana. You asked before the kokashilach lalitmo megabon, then why does it not become tamei when it's touched? After all, we say when it comes to earthenware, kli cheres, it only becomes tamei when something that's tamei enters its airspace. But when you touch something that's tamei, touches the kli, doesn't become tamei. So why over here is it different when it comes to glassware? Answers the Gemara, hoyo venire toichoi kiboro. Since glassware is transparent, therefore the inside looks like the outside, whereby if you touch the outside, thereby it will become tamei as if it was then within the airspace itself.